Well, again, I'm going to say good morning. That best job ever. Great job. We should have the kids in here every week. The kids, like all you school age guys, we're really glad you're here. And so I'm just going to jump in and pray. Like I said, really brief message this morning. We are in full on celebration mode because God changes lives, right? And so I would invite you as I pray for the Holy Spirit to come here and be with us, that you would just examine yourself and just ask God to do something special in you and in us together this morning. And so let's pray together, please. Father, thank you so much for the opportunity to be here together today. God, to be reminded that you love us. God, you love the world. You love everyone in it. And God, you invite each of us to trust your son, Jesus the Christ, and to live with you in unity forever. God, and you change our lives. And God, we're so in need of you to change us. And God, we are asking you today in a special way to change us, to help us meet with you and to know that you are good, to know that your way is the best way, and God, that we would walk out of here forever changed. We pray all of this in your Son, Jesus the Christ's holy name. Amen. So we're going to be in Matthew chapter 4. We're going to look at verses 18 through 22. You can open them up in an actual book Bible if you have one of those things. That's crazy. They'll probably be in museums someday, but if you own one, good for you. Maybe you have a mobile device. Those are awesome too, and the words will be on the screens as well. Matthew chapter 4, verse 18. While walking by the Sea of Galilee, he is Jesus. Jesus saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." But apparently, the fishermen didn't hear Jesus, so Jesus just kind of stood there awkwardly for a minute before walking away. Wait, this must be a typo. Let's try that again. So, verse 19, "And Jesus said to them, 'Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.' But the fishermen didn't know Jesus, and frankly, thought the whole fishing for men thing sounded a little weird, and they decided just to ignore him." No? Typo again? Okay. Verse 19, "And he said to them, 'Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.' The fishermen politely declined, but they thought it was super cool of them to invite Jesus to hang out with them for the day." That was pretty cool, right? Like, hey, Jesus says to these guys, "Hey, come and follow me." And they're like, "Dude, we don't know you. So you can hang with us today, kind of do our fisherman thing for a day, but, you know, we just, you're a stranger," right? No? Typo again? Is that not what you're... Okay. No. Verse 19, "And he said to them, 'Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.'" Verse 20, the real one, I promise. "Immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and Jesus called them. And immediately they left the boat and their father, and followed him." And so those like fake verse 20s were, you know, maybe a little bit silly, but the reality is for a lot of us, we maybe fall more in line with one of those pretend ones than the actual verse where Jesus is inviting all of us to follow him, and we look at him and we say, "I don't know, I don't really know you," or, "Man, I just don't hear you," or, "You know what, Jesus, your thing, like your invitation for me to do your thing with my life, that's not so much what I want to do. I want you to kind of join my thing. Like, my thing is pretty cool and I like my thing, and so Jesus, why don't you come join me in my thing, and I feel pretty cool that I'm nice enough to allow Jesus to be part of my stuff," right? Like, maybe that's where we live. And so 2 points for this really short message, which is almost over. Great news, right? 2 points for this really short message. The first, Jesus is inviting you to follow him. Always and everywhere, every single moment of your life, Jesus is inviting you and I to follow him. Second point, the time to follow is now. Jesus is inviting you to follow him, and the time to follow is now. It's not the time to say, you know what, Jesus, following you sounds ish sort of cool, but you're kind of a stranger to me right now, or I don't necessarily trust you. Maybe I'll follow you later, or maybe I'll invite you to follow me, and you can be a part of what I'm doing right now. But that's not what the scriptures portray Jesus inviting us to. Jesus is inviting us to follow him. And the time to follow is now. The time to follow Jesus is now, right? And so what does that look like based on kind of who you are and where you are when you walked into this room this morning? And so maybe you are here and you're not a Christian. You've never embraced or accepted that first invitation from Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, to say to him in effect, only you can save me. That's the gist of becoming a Christian. You're saying, only you can save me, Jesus. The analogy that I want to use this morning is it's a bit like joining a team. Jesus is inviting all of us who were born and played on the opposing team against the living God all of our lives until we become Christians. That's just how it works. That's how the scriptures portray us. You may not think of it that way. You may not feel like that, but that's what the scriptures proclaim. Is that you've been playing, I played on the opposing team to God, and Jesus said, hey, Adam, why don't you follow me? Why don't you come be on my team? Why don't you admit to me that only I can save you? Your good works can't save you. And I know what I was reminded again this past weekend. So many of us think that what God wants from us, if God were to ask you when you die, which will happen, hey, here's heaven, why should I let you in? Your answer for a lot of us is going to be something to the effect, I'm good. I went to church. I gave some stuff away. Let me in, God. And God's going to say, I never knew you. Jesus is inviting you to join his team. And it's as simple as saying, yes. Only you, Jesus, can save me. I admit that to you. Please, let me be on your team. Second step, some of you, this is going to be something that you're going to do today, and you didn't even know that you were going to do it today, is to go public with baptism. This is for anyone who is on the team, so to speak. You have said yes to God's free offer of life through trusting his son, Jesus the Christ, but you have not yet been baptized by immersion since becoming a Christian. The analogy that we'll use with that, it's a bit like putting on the jersey, the game jersey for the first time. The way we played yesterday, I thought about going and buying a different jersey, but I'm going to stick with it. I love the Bucks, right? And so for some of you, you would say, yes, I know that I am on the team. But if you think about an Ohio State freshman, when they report to camp in the summer, they're on the team, right? But they don't really go public until the first time that they dress and they get to go play. And so this morning, some of you, in effect, for the first time, you're going to put on the jersey. That is, in effect, what baptism is. You are saying publicly, you're professing, I am on the team. Only Jesus can save me. I acknowledge that. I am his and he is mine, and I'm going public. I'm going to display outside that I am on the team of Jesus. And a misconception that I want to clear up for a lot of you is a lot of you, the hang up for you is you feel like by publicly professing that you are a Christian by going public with baptism, that means that you are committing to know the future, in particular, that you're never going to make a bad play again. Can I say it that way? Like some of you look at baptism and you would say, yes, I get it. I'm a sinner and I do bad stuff all the time. And I understand that only Jesus can save me. And I understand that Jesus did save me and that I'm saved by grace. I understand all of that. I'm on the team. But you feel like putting on the jersey is a promise to never make a bad play again. And so you're scared to go public with baptism because you think it means something it doesn't mean. It's not a promise to never make a bad play. I make bad plays still. You are going to make bad plays still by sinning. That's how it works. You're not promising to never make a bad play. You're promising, you're just saying publicly, I'm on the team. I'm publicly proclaiming I am on the team. And for some of you today, we've got all the stuff you need to get baptized today. Third thing, maybe you would say, you know what, Adam? I'm a Christian. I'm on the team. I've already gone public with baptism. I've been baptized by immersion since becoming a Christian. And so what about me? I think there are two things, and maybe both of these will be things for all of the Christians in the room who've already been baptized. And the first is mission, right? You know in your heart that God is inviting you to be in greater prayer for people who don't know Christ. You know that God is inviting you to be regularly sharing the gospel. You know, for some of you, you know that God is inviting you to go someplace far away that's maybe kind of dangerous for a short time or maybe for your entire life, and you've just not been following Jesus in that regard. You've been saying, hey, God, I kind of hear that voice. I hear the Holy Spirit kind of moving me that direction, but I'm just saying no. I'm saying no. I'm saying not yet. I'm saying not now. Well, the time to follow Jesus is now, right? And so if that's you, and you've been feeling God tugging on your heart towards the mission of God, proclaiming that Jesus is the best, inviting people in effect onto his team, Jesus is inviting you to follow him. The time to follow is now. And the fourth way that I think all of us can invite God to change our lives today is, you know, we're in this series called Seven, where we're talking about kind of these big root sins, but it's just sin in your life. Maybe a way we could say it with the analogy today is there's a particular bad play that you've been making over and over and over, and you recognize that it's bad, you recognize that it's sin, and for whatever reason you just haven't quite gotten around to repenting of that yet. And so in that particular area of your life, you've not been following. You've been doing the opposite of following Jesus. And again, Jesus is inviting you to follow him, and the time to follow is now. Wouldn't it be great if today were the day that your life changed forever? Because you knew that God, by his Holy Spirit, was doing a special work in you, and you walked away from a sin that has owned you for weeks or months or years, or you began to share the gospel regularly, or you began to connect to a missionary somewhere far away and pray for them and support them in other ways, and God, whatever it is, you began to do that. Or maybe today you're going to get baptized. You didn't even know it. And maybe today you're going to get baptized, or maybe today you're going to give your life to Christ for the first time, just by simply saying yes. So I'm going to pray here in a minute, and here's what you need to know. If you are interested in getting baptized today, when I'm done praying, we're going to sing two, maybe three more songs. Up here in the school age room, we have everything you need. We have swim trunks, we have combs, we have towels, we have sports bras, we have baptism t-shirts that are thick and dark gray. I mean, we have literally everything that you might need to get baptized today. And so if you're interested in that, when I'm done praying, meet us up there. And if you're here and you want to give your life to Christ, let's do that together right now. I'm going to pray, and all you need to do is say, God, I want this free gift of life. I want this free gift of salvation through Jesus. And if you want to get baptized today, that's awesome. See you up there. Right? And for the rest of us, we've already done both of those things. Man, please, as we continue to sing and celebrate and watch people go public through baptism, proclaiming that they have been united to Christ in a way that saves them forever. Big deal. Man, let's celebrate and exalt in how extraordinarily amazing God is to us. All right, let's pray together, please. Father, thank you for the privilege of being here together. God, to celebrate you, to celebrate your greatness, to celebrate the fact that you changed people's lives, God, because you love us so much and we so need to be changed. So, Father, as people, I hope, God, right now, listen to you and do work with you in their hearts. God, I pray that you would save people. God, that you would draw people who do not currently know you to know you. And, God, it's as simple as saying yes to you, acknowledging to you that only Jesus can save me. God, I confess to you, only Jesus can save me. My good works, no matter how good, would never get me in with you. I need Jesus. And, God, we all need Jesus. So, Father, I pray that you would draw people this morning to yourself, that they would say yes to you. And God, I ask that there are people here this morning who they know that they should get baptized. And God, I pray that they would be courageous. God, that they would not let fear hold them back. And God, that they would meet us upstairs, talk with us just for a minute, and God, come back down here and go public, to put on the jersey and publicly identify with you, saying, I am saved by grace through faith, by trusting God's Son, Jesus the Christ. And God, for those of us who are here, that those two things aren't even options for us because we've already done them, and praise God that there are people in this room who have already done those things. Oh God, please help us to be more about your kingdom, more about the mission that you have called us to. God, not to shrink back and elevate our own comforts or just cower in fear because of what we're afraid might happen if we try to do something. God, help us to be bold, to be on mission for you, to follow you, Jesus, because the time to follow is now. And God, I pray for the people in this room who are struggling with sin. And God, that's all of us. God, I ask on our behalf that today would be a life-changing day. That we would repent of sin in final and permanent ways. God, that you would bring holiness into our lives so that we might better reflect your greatness and live better as your adopted children, sons and daughters of the living God. God, thank you again for this opportunity. God, help us to enjoy you and your presence as we sing. We pray all of this in your Son, Jesus the Christ's holy name. Amen.